Hello and welcome. Today is Tuesday, December 1st at exactly 2:35 p.m. I'm Lupe Arenas and this is Let's Talk Community, where our neighborhood comes together. Let's Talk Community is the show that gets the community involved. So whether you're looking to get involved in your community or you simply want to hear how others play a role in theirs, this is the show for you. In today's show, my guests are Pierce College Child Development Club President Club member Sharon Lewis and CCRC representative Christina Nevelin. They're here to talk to us about the Rolfs Child Development Club and the toy drive happening this upcoming holiday season. Hello, guys, and thank you for being here today.
Hi, thanks for having us.
Absolutely. So let's get right into it. How about let's go into and introduce one another with your titles and how you guys play a role in your community. We'll start with Evelyn.
Hi, so my name is Evelyn, and I've been with CCRC for 2 years now. And I'm the community outreach specialist, so I work with everybody at CCRC, and we coordinate different events that are for the community, everything free. And we just, you know, have various things out there for everybody to learn, whether it's information, free fruits and vegetables, activities for children, you name it.
Awesome. How about you, Christine?
Hi, my name's Christine, and I've been with CCRC for 5 years. I'm the communications and marketing specialist for CCRC, and my job includes marketing, advertising, social media, website, press release, you know, anything and everything marketing does, which is everything. We just represent the agency and brand it throughout our service area.
Awesome. We can continue on with the club member for Child Development.
Hi, I'm Sharon Lewis. I am a club member here at Child Development Club. We help do fundraisers like the toy drive that we have in coordination with CCRC, which will help give holiday gifts for children this coming up. I'm also a recipient of some of the wonderful services of CCRC.
Awesome.
While I'm a full-time student here taking 14 units in practicum hours, they are helping provide child care for my children so that I'm able to be here and further my education.
That's awesome. And last but not least, the club president.
Hi, guys. My name is Tanisha T, like the drink, Saunders. And I am the Child Development Club president here at Pierce. And my role is basically to be the head of our team at Child Development Club and ensure that students are getting the best that they can out of the programs they're involved in and make sure that we're doing the best that we can do to service our community on campus and within the community as students.
Nice, awesome. So we'll stick with you, T. Tell us, what is the Child Development Club and how do you guys help any majors at CSUN or Pierce?
Pierce. Thank you. CSUN is the future. The Child Development Club is basically, our mission is to make connections in the early childhood education / child development community, to network with other students and professionals and to stay up to date with the current practices and to engage in philanthropic efforts for children and family. So basically, our goal is to embody everything about our mission statement and everything that it is that we do. And I'm so proud to say, with this being our first semester back here on campus since 2012, we have stayed true to our mission statement, and it's been an amazing semester. So I'm proud of all of our members, and I'm proud of our faculty advisors and everything we've done as a club here on campus this semester.
Awesome. So moving into CCRC, can you guys elaborate into what the program, I know you guys specialize a little bit about your titles, but overall how the program and the mission statement of the program and how you guys and how it gives back to pretty much any family, but specifically low-income families.
So CCRC has been around for about 40 years. We help all families with anything they have questions related to with their children from 0 to 5. Any questions you might have from early care to early care and education, you can contact CCRC no matter what's your income level, and we'll try our best to help you or provide resources for you if we don't offer that type of service that you need. CCRC helps families in two main ways. We help families find child care, and that is anybody and everybody that's looking for work or going back to school. And we also help families pay for childcare. Our funding comes from CDE and state and federal. We also operate Head Start. We service 1,500 kids in our Head Start program, and those are 3 and 4 year olds going to preschool, and we have early Head Start as well. There's 18 Head Start preschool programs in San Fernando Valley that's operated by CCRC. Our service area is actually San Fernando Valley, Santa Clarita Valley, and Antelope Valley. And a few years back, we expanded to San Bernardino County. So we also help families in all of San Bernardino County as well. There's about 25,000 families that receive services from CCRC each month.
Awesome. Now, you mentioned that there is in Antelope Valley, San Bernardino, but was the one in Chathworth the one first, and then you guys expanded?
Yes. San Fernando and Santa Clarita and Antelope Valley were the original, mm-hmm. and then we, a few years back, expanded into San Bernardino County.
Awesome. And how does... Is this your first time for CCRC and for the child development? Is this your first time coming together for events like this? Or
we worked a little bit in the past with Pierce College, but we just want to thank T for inviting us and supporting our book and toy drive. The books and toys that we're going to talk about later on in the show, they do go back to the children and families in our community, living with us, going to school with us, working with us, shopping with us in the same groceries. And we really want to thank them for supporting us, because any donation we collect throughout CCRC benefits children and families that are living here in our community.
And just to add on that, it's not just toys. It's also clothes. And we have a donation program where the families do call, and if they don't have a car seat and we have one available, we provide for them. When we have, we have a partnership with the Honest Company, and they have given us a good number of products, and we're able to help out the families that we, you know, receive services from us as well.
Awesome. And along the years, how has been the feedback from in families that you've been able to help throughout the years?
I mean, the feedback has been wonderful. I mean, right here is evidence on the table. You're able to go to school and knowing that your child's being taken care of. I mean, it's your precious children. And not only can we help you pay for child care, but also for families to know what to look for when they're leaving their children behind, what is considered quality child care. We've been able to help families that way. I know for our book and toy drive, we have heard from families say over and over, thank you so much, because it was either I'll be able to buy food for my kids or be able to buy a present. So to be able to give each child a happy holidays, no matter what's your income level, has been very meaningful for us. And we want to continue to do that.
And I don't think it's just, you know, the donations are great and that helps a lot of family, but they offer a lot of resources like educational stuff. They have like parent education classes, CPR classes and things that you can take. So like as a parent, you know, you do the best as you can. And, you know, sometimes you're not positive. Like I'm studying early childhood education, but a lot of people aren't. So to be able to go out there and find the right way to deal with your children, how to, you know, deter behaviors and things like that. Or for people, if you can or can't afford toys, not just that, they have a lending library. So you can never get too tired of your kid playing with the same set of blocks. You can go in and have some place to go and get something that they would like and enjoy and switch it out every week or 2 weeks or however if you can't afford to. So, I mean, it's really a great resource for families to be able to utilize, you know, if they don't have any other means.
And they're all encompassing, not just for families, but they also support students, support people who want to open up child care facilities in their own home.
Yeah, exactly.
And CCRC has just been an organization that I've heard about since day one in my classes as just being a company and an organization that supports everyone as much as possible. And just to touch on what Sharon said about the lending and resource library, students, the community can go into these lending libraries and get books and toys and things that they can use within their classrooms. Personally, I had a child development 3 class, and we had to provide books and backup resources when we had to create projects. And my professor told me about CCRC and their lending library, and I was like, oh, free books? Oh, okay. I actually never was able to make it out to CCRC, but it resonated with me throughout each one of my semesters that CCRC was a resource that was available to students, to families, to members of the community. And so it's just always been embedded in the back of my mind to make it up there. And in the spring semester, I had the opportunity to actually visit the facilities as a part of my Child Development 11 class. I had to do a research project on resources in the community. The first thing I said was CCRC. You know, CCRC. I gotta make it there. Something's telling me to go there. And we made an appointment, or actually, we didn't make an appointment. I actually just went in with my partner for my project, and we were embraced by the resource and referral specialist who took us in, showed us a little bit around the facilities, and told us about everything that they have to offer. And just their openness to talk to us, just from us walking in from the streets as Pierce College students and embracing us, just made me feel so welcome and supported as a student. I personally don't have children, but CCRC has something to offer to families, to individuals, to students, to the community. And I'm honored to be able to work with them as a club and just partner with them and their mission statement to provide for the community.
That's awesome. That's very true. And eventually you will get into the field of helping children, which is exactly what you're planning to do. Now, we're going to talk about the toy drive now and the events and the activities that both the club and the program CCRC provide to the community. Now, I know you guys, CCRC, have an event coming up this Saturday. And I know the club, the Child Development Club also has a toy drive that is ongoing right now. Can we elaborate a little bit more into the event and the toy drive?
Who wants to start?
They're all excited. Jumping in. So the event, we're having a community wrapping event this Saturday from 9 to 12, and we're going to wrap about 4,000 toys. And we have received tremendous input from the community. We have over 200 volunteers, and it's still open. If you'd like to volunteer, just reach out to Child Care Resource Center. So that's our first event. We need help wrapping all the toys. And then on December 12 is our distribution day, where we hand out the toys to families within some programs within CCRC.
And in around how many presents, how many do you guys wrap and give out?
So we give out about 10,000 toys when you include all of our locations.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Because we are having the community wrapping event this Saturday at all four locations. So if you want to volunteer at the Chatsworth office, the Palmdale office, the Victorville office, or the San Bernardino office.
This Saturday, can you tell us the time?
It's 9 to 12. 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. You do have to RSVP because we're limited on space.
Uh-huh.
So reach out to Child Care Resource Center. You can call 1-866-674-KIDS. That's the phone number to call to RSVP.
Awesome. Okay. That's great. And going into the toy drive.
Yes. So the CCRC's book and toy drive will be going until December 24th, but our on-campus book and toy drive, we chose as a club to just host it here until this Thursday, December 3rd, mainly because as a school, we are heading into finals and a lot of people have projects that are due. And so we just thought it would be best to have our on-campus drive go until this Thursday. And, we have boxes located in all of the Child Development Department classrooms, as well as the Associated Student Organization Lounge, which is right underneath the library. We have a box with flyers on it, and you can stop by and drop off any of the donations that you do have. But just to repeat, the CCRC's book and toy drive will continue until December 24th. So the contact information will be on all of the flyers, and they will provide it. If you have any more questions.
For those who want to support CCRC's book and toy drive, we have, like T said, you can donate your toys or books here at Pierce College till December 3rd. But afterwards, you can drop them off at CCRC's office. You can make a donation if you don't have time to shop on our website. You can host your own collection bin at your business or church or community. Just contact us at CCRC and we'll bring you a collection bin. And or just drop off the toys at our office, and you can, that way there's opportunities for you to support.
Now, the toys, do they have to be, in the books, do they have to be brand new? Do they have to, is there a certain limit to what you can donate?
No, you can donate as many toys as you like. We'll take them all. We do try to give out brand new toys during the holidays. Yes, our boss and our CEO has supported us, and they do want to, that when you do get a toy, we actually wrap it. Mm-hmm. And we, you know, we do get age-appropriate toys that we want the kids mm-hmm. to be happy with the toy, because so many times we've given out the toys and we've seen parents say, do not open this. This is for the day of the holiday. So we do want them to be happy. And that's why we partner up with college like Pierce and other communities and businesses that we can be able to give them quality good toys that they're happy with.
And for the books, they can be gently used, gently read. Because we also have various events throughout the year where we also hand out a book to every child that comes to the event. So they go home with a free book, because we're big on literacy, and, you know, we believe that, you know, literacy is important, and, you know, you need it to succeed in life.
Yeah, that's very true. And along from the holiday wrapping event that you guys have this Saturday, do you guys also have, you mentioned you guys also have other events. What other events do you guys have throughout the year?
Well, we have various events. We have policy forums when we invite different people to come and listen in on different things and measures that are happening with childcare. We have play days. We have a play day, big play day that happens here in the Valley. We have one that happens in San Bernardino. We just did our first play day this year in Victorville. We have a Laps for Literacy event that happens in Palmdale. And new events that just keep coming out throughout the year. So we adopt a new event every year, it seems like.
That's so cool, though. Giving back and, you know, focusing on literature is a big impact. Now, Sharon, my question is for you. Now, as a member of the club, and, you know, you also are a receiver of CCRC, how has it been being part of the club?
I mean, it's great. It gives us the opportunity to sample with leadership skills. So not only I'm doing things in the community that I want people to foster into my children. So when we do activities at the CDC club, it's hands-on, it's developmentally appropriate. Or like just recently we had Fall Into Fun. So I got in front of a lot of my peers from Valley and Pierce College, and we're demonstrating lesson plans that we want to implement in classrooms and things like that. So it helps give you good experience before you go into the field to help you build your confidence. And also it helps you foster relationships with people in the community and in the field, because we all know it's not about what you know, but who you know. Yeah, so true. When you're out there and you're being active, and then you're mingling, and then you're meeting the right people.
Awesome. And along your careers and your field, I'm sure you guys have encountered challenges. How have you guys overcome any challenges within the program or the club?
By holding each other accountable. It's a buddy system. I'm reminding her, she's reminding me, I'm on my phone. Did you hit that deadline? What about that good lesson plan? How far are we from our goal? You know, it's easy to get distracted. So it's sure. kind of like a buddy system. So we help hold each other accountable.
And it honestly is. We have about 100 people on our emailing list, but we have about 20 to 24 active members who are a part of our club. And one of the things that we wanted to emphasize is that we understand. We're not one of those clubs who like, oh, you got to make it to 5 meetings a semester or we're going to kick you out. No, we understand that we are dealing with, in the early childcare field, we are dealing with students who have children. We're dealing with students who are working in the field. We're dealing with students who are not able to make it to our meetings, but we just want to make sure that we're that extra outlet who supports our peers. And like Sharon said, like, I'll literally be texting her and she'll be texting me, make sure you get your scholarships in on time, make sure you get your homework done. And we are peer leaders and we are mentors, so we rally off of each other, whether it's finding out what classes to take, what classes you shouldn't take, what counselors and advisors to partner with, what programs to be a part of. And that's something that we foster into our club. So for members who are not able to make it to our meetings, we make sure that we are emailing them with information of things that we're doing, and we're staying on top of our job because we want to succeed personally. And in order to do that, we have to make sure the people who are around us are succeeding as well and know about the opportunities that are afforded to them. And so it's been great. The positive responses from other students, from organizations like CCRC, to not close the door in our faces that so many people are scared of, that imaginary box that we put ourselves in, to break that down and to be the change that we want to see on our campus and within our community. And so that's something that we foster into our club and to each of our members.
Which brings me into another question is, as a president of the club, how do you hope, and as a club member as well, how do you hope to see, or in the near future, the Child Development Club here at Pierce?
How do I hope to see it? We, like I said, we've been off to a phenomenal start, and we've got some great things that we've accomplished. We've been featured on kpcradio.com. We have a club profile. We've been featured in the newspaper. We've hosted activities and events at our campus Child Development Center. We've presented at Fall Into Fun, which is a huge thing within the early childhood educational field. We are hosting a book/toy drive. So we want to continue doing these things. We've had a great start, so we want to keep that momentum going and just make sure that we stay true to our mission statement. So we start our spring semester by going over our mission statement and kind of planning ahead, because we are students. We don't get paid for being a part of a club. We don't get paid for a lot of things. And I know money is a lot of worries for students. So we want to make sure that as a club, we are fostering our own personal development and the development of our community. So as the president, it's my job to make sure that we're acting as a team, not me acting alone, because I am not the Child Development Club, though I am a great resource and I am the president. And just to make sure that I'm empowering our members, empowering our officers, empowering our campus, empowering everybody to realize that they have the potential to be leaders and that they are leaders. So I forgot what the question was. I'm sorry.
Go ahead and
tweet
your own horn.
I'm sorry. I just get carried away because I'm really passionate about this.
Right, exactly. And
I love
it.
I think to simplify what Tia is saying is she's trying to be the CCRC on campus.
Yes.
So she's making sure that everybody is aware of the resources that we have. And kind of like they have going on at the Child Development Center we have at Pierce, we do have a parent resource. So we are collecting used and new clothes and toys there, and we're giving it to the parents here, you know, a lot of college students who have children in child care needs. So that is something that we do here on campus as well.
And where can they drop that off?
At the child of Phyllis Snyder or Voss Rodriguez or Jolene Voss Rodriguez are over that. They're a part of the heads here. So you can drop that off at the CDC Center or with Voss Rodriguez. I believe she's in CD 6401 or 61. This child development class.
There you go.
If you go to one of them, they'll know who you're talking about.
Right, right.
Well, last but not least, so let's talk once again. There, the wrapping event is happening this Saturday. Once again, where can they find more information if they want to know more information about it?
So to find more information, you can go on our website, Child Care Resource Center. The website is www.ccrcca.org, or just give us a call. Either Evelyn or myself will pick up. It's 1-866-674-KIDS. 1-866-674-KIDS. And I just want to say one more time that if you do want to support our holiday book and toy drive, there's, like I mentioned earlier, there's plenty of ways to support. The toys do not have to be expensive. It can be a $3 toy, a $4 toy, a $5 toy. If you can't support financially, you can share on our Facebook page, our post. You can share our Facebook, our website, you know, let others know that, look, Pierce is having a toy drive. There are plenty of ways to support. If you cannot support financially, you can help us wrap.
Awesome. And last but not least, the toy drive and book.
Yes. Once again, December 3rd is going to be the last day that we are hosting the book and toy drive around campus. But just speaking with CCRC, I'm going to ask the ASO Lounge that we at least keep one bin active in there for students who do happen to find things after that date, so they can add the items there, and we'll make sure that we get that to you guys so that we are allowing those who want to contribute to contribute. So we'll extend that date for that one bin. I can't say for the CD classes, but I can say the ASL Lounge will keep that bin in there. So just in case students can't make it to Chatsworth. As far as the CD club, we have our last meeting is going to be on Monday, December 7th from 5:15 to 6:45 p.m. in the Child Development Classroom 6301. And we'll be talking about ways that we can be more productive in our spring semester, different things we want to see happen. And if you have any questions, you can always email us or ask to get put onto our emailing list. Our contact information is cdclubpiercecollege@gmail.com. Once again, that's cdclubpiercecollege@gmail.com. And try to stop by our December 7th meeting. It's our last meeting of the semester, and we want to see those who want to be a part of our club or just have questions for us. We're always available, and we always accept that.
Well, thank you so much, ladies. Thank you, Evelyn. Thank you, Christine. Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, T, for coming in and taking time out of your busy schedule to come in and talk to us about an amazing event happening in the community this season of giving and this holiday season. So absolutely, thank you so much.
Thank you for having us. And thank you, CD Club, for having us and everything you have done so far.
Because you know what? We can do so much in the office, and we need people like you that can be our voices outside and that believe so much in us, you know, and we believe in you. And you guys are taking our mission out to everybody here. So we really appreciate all the help that you guys give us.
Thank you so much.
Everything you share. You're making a difference. Yeah.
Thanks. That's our goal.
Right. We'll try it.
Little by little. Well, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. This was Let's Talk Community. I'm your host, Lupe Arenas, and in today's show, we're Pierce College Child Development Club President T, Club Member Sharon, and CCRC Representatives Christine and Evelyn. Until next time, I'm your host, and sounding off through KPCRadio.com.